Very interesting verse today in the portion of Shlishi, in the portion of Devarim. The Jewish people were complaining, and Rashi says that they were speaking Lashon Hara, they were speaking bad, and they said that God hates us. He says that God hates us, and because God hates us, that's why he's taken us out of Egypt, and we're going to be placed in the hands of the Amorite to destroy us. So they were complaining that God hates us. And Rashi makes a comment, he says, but that's not true. He says, God actually loves you. Rashi says, God loves you. And Rashi, but you hate him. He loves you. You're saying that he hates you. But the truth of the matter is, he loves you. It's the opposite. You hate him, but God loves you. And the amazing thing is that God's love to a Yid, to a Jew, is under all circumstances. Whether the Jew behaves in the way he's supposed to, follows the Torah, does the mitzvahs, listens to the commands of Hashem, even if, God forbid, he makes a mistake and he goes astray and goes against, of course he needs to better his ways, but the love of Hashem never ceases to a Jew under all circumstances. But then Rashi gives a saying that people speak, Moshel Hejitoymer, this is a parable. People say that what is in your heart about your friend is what's in his heart for you. In other words, you feel towards your friend is what your friend feels towards you. The simple interpretation of this parable would be that if you have love in your heart for your friend, then your friend has love for you. If you hate him, then in turn the other one hates you too. Similar to the verse that it says, "Kamayim haponim leponim kein lev ha'odom," that when you show your face to the water which reflects, if you show a smiling face, then you'll get back a smiling face. If you show an angry face, then you'll get back an angry face. So is the heart for man, as the verse continues. If you love your fellow, then the other person loves you, and in the reverse is goes the other way. But in this case, it turns out, if we learn like this, in the simple meaning of the Rashi, it seems then that in this case, the example did not fit. So Rashi is bringing a parable to say or to explain, like some of Farshim say, that would be the reason why the Jews thought that Hashem hates them. That would be because they hated Hashem. They thought Hashem hated them. That would be, but the Rebbe says that it seems more from Rashi that this parable is not just what they were thinking, but this is actually what is in the heart of one is actually the heart of the other. The Rebbe explains it that the Jewish people actually, there was two kinds of ways they wanted to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. First one was the open saying, we won't be able to go into the land, they're stronger than us. That was a public display that they were going up against Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and Kalev said, we can do it. They said no. But here, if you notice, there is an emphasis, Vateirognu v'aholeichem. It was in their tents. She explains they were sort of whispering, they were going around in the different tents. When you say something publicly, you can't say a total lie because people are going to know that it's not the truth. But when you're stuck in somebody's house, you go, you just say whatever you want. So it seems like there were two types of Lashon Haras over here going on. One was a public, and the other one was in the house. And the Rebbe says that what they were saying is actually, they were saying just the opposite. They were saying that they love God. They didn't say they hate God. They were saying they love God, and God hates them. So, which means that they were arguing that they don't know why. They want to follow the Torah. They want to do what Hashem wants. But for some reason, God hates them. That's what they were saying, which had really no basis, but that's what they were saying, whispering like that. And this is what Rashi means when Rashi says, but the verse was the truth. What you say about your friend, that you love him and he hates you, that's actually with Hashem to you. That the truth is just the opposite way. You actually hate Hashem, but Hashem still loves you. So it actually fits that what is in your heart, that you really have hate, you say you love, Hashem is the reverse. He loves, notwithstanding the fact that you have hate. And that is already since the beginning with Avraham Avinu, God made a covenant with him. And the idea of a covenant, as we've read it many times, a covenant means that you bind yourself in an illogical way, that even if there will be reasons to sort of cause separation or dissatisfaction, a covenant means that Hashem tied himself to the Jewish people. So Hashem's love to our people is regardless. And that's a strong message for us in the 9 days. And as mentioned last time also, that the Rebbe made sure to send a message not of helplessness or in a sadness in a way that we feel despondent, we feel giving up hope and things like that. But on the contrary, Rebbe says it's a time to increase, take that mourning, take that sense of loss and use it as a springboard, use it as a furtherance to bring in the amunah and the betochen, to learn, to study, to increase our awareness that Hinei Zeba. We hope that this Tisha B'Av will celebrate in Beis HaMikdash together with Mashiach Tzidkenu.